Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the March 10th, 2008 meeting of Aiken City Council. Mayor Cavanaugh is out of town tonight, so I get to sit here by default. And we want to thank you for coming, and hope that your questions will be answered and addressed in a very effective way. If you wish, let us join us in standing for the invocation, which will be given by Dick DeWar, and the pledge to the flag.
Our Heavenly Father, we ask for your special blessings as we conduct the City Council meeting. Grant us the wisdom to make sound decisions and the patience to truly listen, so that whatever we do in the best interest of the entire community. We ask a special blessing on our Mayor Pro Tem as she conducts her first meeting. We know she'll do well. We also ask your blessings to return Mayor Fred Cavanaugh to us safely. Please also bless those in our public safety as they work so hard to keep our community free of crime and work to take care of us if natural disasters occur. We ask a special blessing of those in our military, some in harm's way. Grant them your blessing as they work so hard to protect our freedoms and the freedom of people throughout the world. We want to specially recognize your Lord, members of our Preserve America Committee, as they come before us tonight. Thank them for the wonderful things they do within our community, especially Rosamond McDuffie, Carla Cloud, Bebe McGee, Susan French, and Colleen Reed. May their service inspire others to follow them. We ask your blessings in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda tonight? Hearing none, we'll go forward then. The first thing we'll consider are the minutes of the regular meeting of February 25th. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval of the minutes as written, Ms. Mayor. Broke down.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, raise your hand. Okay, thank you very much. They're approved unanimously. Mr. LeDuc.
The first item we'd like to discuss is Preserve America Community Award. We're very honored tonight to have four ladies. If you want to get anything done, I found out in life, ask the ladies to do it, and they'll get it done. And these four ladies have got together, and they put together an application to designate us as a Preserve America community. This is a White House initiative. Several other communities have been designated throughout the United States. It's a program that began in 2003. We have a sign that will be presented to us tonight, and then we'll be getting some other ones additionally that we'll be placing at other key locations at the entrance committee. Community. And the committee here tonight, and I'm not too sure who's going to get up and speak, but we have Colleen and Rosamond and Bebe. And is it Clara or Carla tonight?
Carla.
Carla tonight, okay. Yes, please, all four of you, why don't you come on up here? Susan French is not here tonight, so one of you could be Susan also.
Thank you all for coming. Goodness, these ladies represent so many hours of work and donated time to the city of Aiken. Bebe McGee and I were on the Preservation Commission together years ago. And, of course, Ms. Carla is director of the ADDA. You all probably all know this. Rosamond McDuffie is on the Design Review Committee and has been chairman of the Historic Aiken Foundation and numerous other things. And Colleen is involved in almost everything I can think of. Thank goodness. So thank you for taking an interest in this, and maybe you can tell us about it a little more.
I was not prepared to speak this evening other than to say thank you very much. But the Preserve America was something that we tried to do almost 3 years ago for the city of Aiken, and our first attempt was not successful. Then Leslie had the wisdom to send me off to grant writing class. I've written many grants, only gotten one, but it did help with the Preserve America. So our second try was a success because of these fine ladies and the help of Susan French. The project that we used, it's a project that's very near and dear to my heart, which is Pine Lawn Cemetery. And that was placed on the National Historic Register, and that was a part of the packet that was submitted. The other parts of the packet included the city being supportive of different activities within the city of Aiken, such as the Tool Hill Project, the Center for African American Arts, History, and Culture. We had to demonstrate that we had not only volunteer support, but support from the business community and support from the government. And we were able to do that thanks to all of you and thanks to everyone here. So anyway, it was exciting. You should have seen us when we learned that we won the award. So thank you. Oh, can we show it off now?
Yes.
I'm like a little kid with a new Christmas toy. Isn't it beautiful?
What does it look like? Oh, okay.
Well,
yes,
very pretty.
Yes.
Very nice.
Oh, and we got a letter from Laura Bush. Because it wasn't White House initiative, so.
Okay. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We'll proceed to the old business. The first thing we're going to consider are appointments to boards and commissions.
We have two appointments tonight before you. One is a reappointment of Peggy Pinland by Mayor Kavanaugh to the Accommodation Tax Committee, and the other one is Councilman Dewar would like to reappoint W.A. Bill Beasley to the Park Commission.
Do I hear a motion on these two nominations?
Madam Mayor, I'd move we accept those nominations.
Second.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. They're approved unanimously. Are there any other nominations tonight?
Yes, Mayor Pro Tem. I would like to recommend the reappointment of Scott Rains, whose term ends on April the 11th, to the Arts Commission.
Wow. Good for you. You're ahead of time, aren't you? How good is that? Good. Scott Rains, then, to the Arts Commission. Are there any others?
Yes, I have two. One specific. I'd like to reappoint Keisha Lloyd Kennedy to the Arts Commission. Her term expires April 11th. And I do have an appointee for the Community Development Committee. I have asked that someone from Crossland Park be a member of that committee. Ms. Lloyd has stated that she would like to be replaced, and I thought I would be getting the form tonight, but I don't have it, so maybe it'll be another two meetings.
Do you have the name? If you have the name, we can use.
I don't have the name with me,
okay.
But he has completed the form, and I assumed it would have been brought in tonight, but it wasn't. So.
Okay.
And I also want to reappoint Wendy Bryce to the Accommodations Tax Committee, and her term expires March 25th. Has she not been? Oh, she has?
Yes, she has, to Mexico.
Oh. Okay. Then I need to get someone for that position as well.
Okay, so
it's
next time we'll
finding someone
consider
in the arts.
Those and any others then.
Okay. Madam Mayor Pro Tem?
Yes.
The appointment that I have is for Mary Suber. And Mary was just appointed a month or so ago. I guess she served an unexpired term for someone, but it says she expires April 11, 2008. Just submitted her name.
All right, good.
You're talking about for the arts.
For the Arts Commission.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, any others? Okay, very good.
We'll have those on at the next meeting then for your individuals. A question has come up by a couple of different council members that I did want to discuss at some point in time with you. We make appointments to the Housing Authority. The Housing Authority is a quasi under the umbrella of the city. They are and they are not under the umbrella. But according to the way that they were organized, they have to be under a basic authority, and that's the City of Aiken. That's why they're called the City of Aiken Housing Authority. You all have one appointment each to be made to that, except for one of you, and because there's only six appointments made by the City of Aiken. And at some point, and this may be the point of time, council may want to consider rotating that, so that as these terms expire, then the person who doesn't have the appointment would be able to make that change. Also, there's been some questions as to, what exactly is the relationship of the Housing Authority with the city? What is the relationship of CDIC, the Community Development Investment Corporation, which is a nonprofit of the Housing Authority, and how does that work? And what about the projects they do inside the city versus outside the city, within Aiken County, but also further out in the state? And so if you would like, I could set up a meeting for, some of you are fairly new, some of you have been involved with this for a long time, but I could have Reggie Barner either here at a meeting, or I could set up a standalone meeting for Reggie to come to. And then I could also then bring to you some recommendations as to how do we want to work with the fact that we only have six appointments and we have seven council members. Is there any particular way the council would like to, and again, not all of you may be interested. Some of you are a lot more familiar with CDIC and the Housing Authority than others.
I personally think, Roger, that this probably should be a separate meeting.
Okay.
With Reggie, because of the questions, and there's so many things that CDIC and the Housing Authority does. So that will give a lot of time for questions, answers, those kinds of things. That's a personal comment, I think, for the folks that are not familiar with what.
Why don't I set up a specific time? I'll get Reggie to give me a couple of dates, and I'll set up a date sometime at 5 o'clock, and we'll probably just do it in room 204, where it'll be a little bit less formal, and that way he could answer any questions that council may have. And then if two of you show up, or three of you, or four of you, or all of you show up, then that'll be fine, too.
Yeah, I'd very much welcome that kind of meeting. I'm obviously the one you're talking about that's not that familiar with it, but there are a couple of organizations. I hardly missed the opportunity to ask Wade Brody about the Aiken Corporation, so I need to come up to speed on some of these organizations I'd be very grateful for a meeting.
Okay. Well, why don't I do that, and it'll be probably a couple of weeks from now so I can mesh up his schedule. I know that next Monday we have an extra meeting anyways with the action agenda at 5 o'clock.
Is he still the head of CDIC? I've seen a name of a woman who is temporary
Ivory
head.
Ivory Matthews is now in charge of the Housing Authority. Ivory was his assistant for the last couple of years. Reggie was in charge of both organizations. Reggie is now in charge of CDIC. He has also formed a consulting firm called Barner Consultants and our Barner Group. And so he is working on some CDIC projects outside the Aiken County area. He is also still overseeing all the CDIC projects in Aiken County. And the arrangement he has with the board is that he will probably, over a period of time, phase out of working for that organization.
Okay. Any other questions?
Does that resolve how we appoint?
No, it does not. I will come with a recommendation to you and see if that's acceptable. Because again, we have six appointments and there's seven of you. So right now, one person would never have an appointment. And
could we add a member?
No. By law, it's 7 members with the organization. And again, we could talk to Reggie. Maybe he's got some suggestions.
I was just thinking that, you know, with the 1, 2, 3, okay.
I'm thinking that if you rotate the at-large appointees among the 3 at-large people and let the specific district appointees stay with the district, let those of us who appoint from a specific district have those appointments standard, and the at-large, the mayor and the 2 at-large people can share 2 members, since all 3 of them are at-large.
And we could do that. The other sticky wicket in all this is one appointment on this board has to be a resident. So let's say it was Dick Smith's turn to appoint someone, and his appointment was the resident. In other words, he can't appoint someone from his district, because I doubt if in his district he has a resident that lives in one of the housing authority's homes.
Actually, I think we really need to have the meeting before we explaining the whole idea, because I'm really not very well informed.
So I think this will be a good meeting.
I'm not trying to not have the meeting, but I just think that I think most of those units are in mine or less its districts, and that wouldn't be a big problem. But
well, and that's the case. Okay. And so, in other words, the only probably if we were going to look at the resident appointment, which in this case is Felice Elmore, who moved into one of the very first homes we had on Sumter Street that we created. Well, she's not in, I mean, she lives up in that one area. So, and if she leaves, then, I mean, you don't know who that couple hundred different people, who they would be at trying to make an appointment for them. So they generally go ahead and say, here's who we'd like to go ahead and see for the resident appointment. So let me get back to you on this, because obviously we do have an appointment. Robert Stack has resigned from his appointment.
Okay, that would be helpful then, and you'll let us know.
I'll get you some dates.
Okay, thank you. Next, we have second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to rezone property at 29 Varden Drive.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead and read this by title. It's an ordinance amending the zoning of real estate owned by Newman Properties, LLC, from General Business, GB, to Limited Professional. This is a great situation here in that the owner of this property would like to rezone it to make it more compatible with those properties surrounding it. So there would be more restrictions placed on it. And something that they don't want to have happen in the future. It is surrounded by single-family neighborhoods and the office park in that area. The Planning Commission voted unanimously to recommend approval of this rezoning. This is the second reading, and it's a public hearing of an ordinance to rezone 0.37-acre tract at 29 Varden Drive from general business to limited professional.
Is there anyone in the audience that would like to comment on this? Dr. Steiner is here at the meeting. We thank you for coming. Do you all have any questions? Is there any other discussion? Do we hear a motion?
I move for approval of this ordinance to rezone the property at 29 Varden Drive on second reading.
Second.
Any further discussion? If not, all in favor, raise your hand. Thank you. Approved unanimously. Number 3, second reading and public hearing of an ordinance to amend the terms of a loan to LED of Aiken Corporation.
Yes, ma'am. This is an ordinance amending the terms of a loan to LED. There is one change that I wanted to make in the ordinance that Councilmember Dwyer pointed out to me. If you would look at the ordinance and in the third paragraph, where it says, whereas LED has asked that they be allowed to defer the payment of principal on this loan for the month of March 2008 to enable them to pay the annual property tax bill. That's really the annual income tax bill. We discussed at the last meeting that they were not aware about fact that this income tax is going to hit them like it did. So it's not the property tax, it's an income tax. Now, back to what they're asking here is that if council recalls in early 2000, they came to us when the building was being built. This is the Washington Center for Performing Arts, and then the property next to it. So they own the property which Washington Group Rao currently occupies. We gave them an interim loan for construction at that time. They then came back in 2002 and asked for a permanent loan. Council granted that. In return, excess interest we got from that was able to pay down the payments that the Playhouse owed the city of Aiken. That debt has since been paid off. 2006, they came to us again. We renegotiated that loan where we charge them whatever the interest rate is that we get at the state level plus 1%. So we make a small amount for the administrative fees that are covered by Anita Lilly and her staff with this loan. They in turn probably are getting a loan just slightly smaller than what they would get on the open marketplace. They are now coming to the city of Aiken and asking that we modify this so that the principal and interest, which is currently at $25,000, would be at $20,000 per month, and that the payment in March would be for principal only. This will help allow them to get the necessary funds together to take care of that tax liability they have this year, and to, in the future, be able to escrow this amount of money to pay for that liability in future years. So for your consideration tonight, this is second reading and a public hearing of an ordinance to amend the terms of our loan agreement to LED of Aiken Corporation for the Washington Center.
Thank you. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to comment? Any discussion from City Council? Is there a motion?
So moved, Madam.
Second, Madam.
All right. Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor, raise your hand. It's approved unanimously. This is almost too easy, isn't it?
It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Like this. All right. That concludes our old business. Now we take up new business, and I don't see anything listed. Does anyone have any new business to bring up this evening? We didn't add it during the earlier part, but I know we're here. All right, we'll move on to petitions and requests. Number one petition and request is the request to use the parkways for Aiken's Macon.
Yes, sir. This is a 31 years now. The Chamber of Commerce has been using the parkways for Aiken's Macon. They are asking again that we would go ahead and have their permission to grant it to them for the Park Avenue Aiken's Macon Festival. This would be on Park Avenue from York Street to Union Street, and they would also like to include Chesterfield Street, commencing on September 4th at 6 p.m. and then running all day Friday and Saturday. This is will be the third year that we'll have had in this location. Each year we're refining it, trying to meet the needs of the citizens that are along there that have shops and offices. I do know that there was one office location last year. Mr. Anderson, who is an attorney along there, supposedly he was notified, but he really said he wasn't notified, so we worked some things out at the last minute for him. So in talking to the chamber, they're going to go ahead and do things a little bit differently in writing and talking to the citizens. So it seems to be a lot better fit, though, than when we had it going from Lauren Street all the way down to York Street. Those merchants seem to enjoy having a number of people come by their shops a lot more than the folks here in this end of the city. So for your consideration tonight, this is approval of the Chamber of Commerce to use Park Avenue, Parkways, and Chesterfield Street for the 32nd annual Aiken's Macon.
Is there anyone in the audience that would like to make a comment on this request? then let's give it to City Council.
Move for approval of this 32nd Annual Aiken Makin's request for September 4th.
Second.
Thank you.
Friday,
any other
Saturday.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask how the having the railroads being worked on, the cars being worked on, will they be protected in some way, or will they be finished by then? Because this is down Union Street.
They won't be finished. They won't be finished.
They're not using Dallas Park this year either.
Okay, they're not.
No, ma'am.
Okay. So they're going to stop at Union Street.
That's correct.
Okay.
Any other discussion or questions? Let's vote then. All in favor? All right. Passes unanimously. Second request. Is Reverend Allen here?
He's not.
He is not. He stopped by the office about 10 days ago, asked Sarah to type out a small little letter about some items that he wanted to discuss with you. We tried to get in touch with him. We left the house phone that he had several times, wrote a letter to him, sent that to him last week to let him know that he was on the agenda tonight, and we have not heard from him. So I'm not certain why he is not here tonight. But I will tell you that the request that he has given us, we have heard several of these in the past, so I'm not... There's probably not a whole lot of discussion that we would have had on some of these, on the water bills especially, and the late payments, and the election procedures. We've already made a decision on that. But we did want to give him the opportunity to come before City Council since he did make that request tonight.
Beverly, what about Mr. Winfrey?
He's not ready for his
request. All right. All right. Is there anything else that any of you want to discuss before we...
I have one item, Madam Mayor. I was pleased to have had the opportunity to participate in a junior leadership program that was conducted last Friday, and I'd like to thank Chief Fromer and his staff for all they did to make that program worthwhile. It's fitting that three of us from the city staff that were involved in briefing these young men and women are here, Glenn Parker, Richard Pierce, and myself. And it's nice to see some bright, intelligent young people, and it's nice that they be given an opportunity to see how government runs. And I was very, very pleased to have been involved. And anything you can do like that in the future, I'd highly recommend.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right. We have a contractual matter, and contracts and personnel issues may be addressed in executive session. Do I hear a motion that we go into executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Let's vote. All in favor?
If I may, just for clarification, it's my understanding the purpose is to go into executive session to discuss a contractual matter regarding the potential purchase of real estate.
That is correct.
Oh, good. Yep. Okay. Thank you.
We have to give them a reason why we're going into executive session.
Thank you.
And another question. We've talked about this before. Do we need to return to public session, or are we allowed to adjourn in the executive session?
You adjourn the executive session, you come back out, you report to the public, if anybody's still here, what happened, what action was taken, if any, and as we know, we don't take any action in the executive session.
I know so everybody's going to look away.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Thank you all for coming tonight.
Congratulations on an early meeting.
Yeah,
we're not through yet. Fred's gone with y'all. This is too long.
Executive session, we discussed the potential acquisition of real estate and no decision was made. So we'll now adjourn. Thank you.
Good job, Jay. Roger. This is kind of fun. Roger.